Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In a sweeping panorama that may once have been described as breathtaking, only that breath itself has become a luxury too dear. We encroach upon the harsh reality where even the boundless skies conspire to suffocate. In this exposé, we transcend the terrestrial woe of suffocating shores and the seasonal despair of wildfires, our new seasons, ascending into shackled skies, the crushing weight of the atmosphere. The air, once a symphony of elemental harmony, now heaps upon our shoulders a pressing, inescapable weight. The very skies that granted us dreams of flight have turned hostile, filled with a cocktail of pollutants and greenhouse gases. In the relentless march of progress, we have shackled the skies, and in return, they now bind us in a chokehold of our own design. It is with a morbid curiosity we explore this new aerial dominion, a stratosphere strewn with invisible chains. The phenomenon of air densification has escalated beyond scientific prediction, becoming palpable enough to cast shadows over the sun's lament. Our dystopia adds literal weight to the allegory of an oppressed society, as children inherit an atmosphere so densely packed that it presses against their tiny chests like an invisible anvil. The whispers of the past, light as air, now an obsolete muse, replaced by the leaden reality of our world. We delve into the lives of those adapting to the relentless crush, their days spent dodging the sporadic release of heavy metallic whispers, where a breath of fresh air is not a simple pleasure but a calculated risk. Citizens labor in masks festooned with scrubbers, a mocking echo to the whimsical gas masks of a bygone era's fancy dress. Here, the cost of a deep lungful must be measured in fleeting currency, appeasing only momentarily the pressing demand of survival. Beyond the simple biological imperative to breathe, we uncover the sinister economic machinations that drive the atom economy. Air has been commodified, transforming every inhale into a chip on the gambling table of life. The affluent create their sanctuaries, domed bubbles brimming with artisanal air, while the underclass are left to wheeze through the particulate haze. It's a stark dichotomy between those who can afford a breath of luxury and those left gasping. Even the burgeoning industry of sigh suites, pressurized chambers mimicking conditions of a forgotten earth, is no more than a transient reprieve, a fleeting escape from the oppressive atmosphere for those who can barter enough to afford it. The toil of environmentalists seems like Sisyphean punishment as activists work tirelessly to unshackle the skies, yet their reason echoes into the void, unheard over the cacophony of industrial juggernauts that rattle the very air they poison. Here, we lay bare the heart-rending realization that the fight might have been over before it even began. This chronicle of our shackled atmosphere is not just scientific observation. It's a mirror reflecting the eventual fate of a society in denial. It serves as a poignant tableau, etching the concept of air, the very essence of life, into the annals of luxury and class warfare. To some, this narrative might appear exaggerated, a work of fiction, but it is no more outlandish than the clouded sunrises we now greet each morning. It stands as a call to what cannot be, a dire warning that whispers through the smog. Remember, cling to and cherish what once was taken for granted, the right to breathe unburdened. In the shadows of this dimming world, a question hangs heavier than the air itself. As our skies darken and the free breath becomes a tome of myth, will humanity rise above the smog or succumb to the relentless crush of its own creation?